Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Field Yates, ESPN NFL insider. Great of him to give us some time on draft day. Field, happy draft day, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. I was thinking about Dustin earlier today because I know Dustin has been all aboard the Baker Mayfield train for quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
As the buzz has been building that the possibility of Baker Mayfield was more than just a possibility, perhaps the eventual likelihood. Like, are you anxious? Are you excited? Can you even allow yourself to enjoy these last 5 hours? Are you biting your fingernails off?
I'm excited about it. You know, I didn't think that they'd have the guts to pull the trigger on him because there's risk surrounding Baker Mayfield, and certainly the franchise has been snake-bitten for a long time, and you know, there are comparisons out there from some people that this is a guy who's similar to Johnny Manziel. I happen to be in disagreement with that. But I'm excited about it. I think this is it seems it's going to happen. You're more of an insider than I am. What are you hearing? You hear Baker's going to be the pick?
I'll just be honest with you guys. What I have heard is people sort of piecing together bits of logic, and most of it leans towards taking Baker Mayfield. Nothing has been told to me with absolute certainty, but I cannot help but think back to quite some time ago in relative terms. And maybe about a month or so ago, I think it was at the owners' meetings, Chris Mortensen, who I don't need to list his accolades. He is, you know, the original insider of NFL content in so many ways. Mm-hmm. That, you know, a lot of people are talking about Josh Allen and Sam Darnold, but don't rule out Baker Mayfield yet. And when I heard that, I filed it away, and since that time, it has not sort of left my memory. So Baker Mayfield makes a lot of sense. I think the reality is he probably, of the four quarterbacks, along with Josh Allen, has the least gray area. You either love him or you don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's something that is obviously going to be, for the next, whatever it is, 5 months, great radio fodder for you guys until the games actually begin, if he is indeed the pick tonight.
I think so, and especially because you think of all the quarterbacks, probably Mayfield and Rosen are the two that, you know, for all the talk of Tyrod's definitely going to be the starter, that those two guys, and if Mayfield's the guy, he could, you know, have something to say about that. We'll see. But, you know, Phil, let's talk about some of the red flags with Baker, whether it's the running from the police or what's been seen as maybe like a little bit of a surly attitude, a cocky attitude. I mean, I think that's kind of a good thing for a quarterback. Or his height. What, if any, of those concerns with Baker would you be worried about?
You know, I would say this is the off-the-field stuff I don't want to ignore. I think it's also worth noting that, you know, the reality is there are going to be a lot of players that are going to hear their names called over the next 3 days that teams are going to have to weigh and measure some of the off-field concerns and have to help these players and sort of allow them to or help them grow up and become mature, responsible teammates. Again, not naive to what Baker Mayfield did. I also don't think it's worth ignoring. But, you know, it is certainly something that the Browns and every other team has done their due diligence on. And, you know, I think in terms of the height for Baker Mayfield, you know, I tend to think of things as, like, how they are measured and then how they operate functionally, right? What I mean by that is, like, a guy can time really well in the 40, but if he can run, he can run. And there are guys who are slower in the game than their timed measurements would suggest, and there are guys that are faster than what their timed measurements are. I don't even know what Antonio Brown's 40 time was, but I feel like nobody catches up to Antonio Brown when he has the football in his hands in the open field. But for Baker Mayfield, I think functionally the height hasn't seemed to detract him. Now, he played in an offense where there was quick strike delivery, and it was a good offensive line. Although Orlando Brown, his teammate, has been one of the bigger disappointments during the pre-draft process, you had some dominant offensive line play against a conference that, as we know, is not chock full of a bunch of talented players on the defensive side of the ball. But I think the height can be alleviated, especially if it's catered in the right office, which I think, you know, when you draft a player number one overall, that's incumbent upon you as an organization. Don't, you know, try to fit a square peg into a round hole. If a guy has certain limitations or characteristics or traits, make sure that you do everything to tailor your offense around him.
Field Yates of ESPN is our guest. It is NFL draft day, and we're getting all the insight from Field. All right, so if they draft Baker Mayfield, Adam, my partner, and I were talking about this off the air a little bit. He's 23. You know, this isn't a 21 or 20-year-old Sam Darnold coming in who needs time to develop. I think there will be a legitimate competition in training camp between Tyrod Taylor and Baker Mayfield, and we know Baker the way he is, as competitive as he is. That kid's not going to want to sit on the bench.
He's not going to want to sit on the bench at all. And listen, not that you are suggesting or any of us believe that any of these guys would like to sit on the bench for a
sure.
full season. But if it is indeed Baker Mayfield, it's a different level of football maturity he's already experienced versus mm-hmm. a particular guy like Josh Allen, right? I mean, like, you know, we're doing comparison comps comparisons for guys. Like Josh Allen, like, you know, he's got like 6 games against Power 5 conferences, right? You know, like Baker Mayfield probably played 6 or more games against like top 5 teams in the country during his college career as a starter at Oklahoma. So, yeah, I do think, and again, I know people have referenced what Hugh Jackson said, Tyrod Taylor is the starter. That's fine. It's worth its weight in paper, which is to say it's worth nothing. If they change their mind, which they are entitled to do, that's fine. Do I think there's some benefit to a player seeing the game from ground level but not actually being in the game? I do. I think there can be something to be said for that. At the same time, this is a team that's won 1 game in the past 32. This is a team that needs something to galvanize its franchise other than all the things that have gone right so far this offseason. There is nothing that can do that more than a quarterback. And if Baker Mayfield is as polished and ready as a pro as he would appear, because he's been a quick transition guy, obviously, you know, played early in his career at Texas Tech, played right away at Oklahoma, despite being a walk-on. I think this is the kind of guy that could make a pretty quick impression upon the coaches and his teammates. We're going to have a hard time keeping out of the lineup if he performs as I expect him to.
We're talking with Field Yates of ESPN on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Phil, let's talk about the news on Josh Allen. Obviously, you know, tweets from when he was high school coming out, some racist tweets from Josh Allen. You know, obviously he wasn't high school at the time, but that doesn't excuse it, certainly not completely. Mm-hmm. Does this affect – I mean, obviously it certainly is going to affect how some fans look at him. It probably will affect some teammates before they get to know him. Does it affect his draft stock?
I don't think it impacts his draft stock at all. And I think the NFL team has been aware of this kind of stuff. And I don't want to sound cynical, guys, but I think this is going to probably be the reality of the world we live in, not just in the NFL draft, but across sports. And I know that the comparison, I believe, in the lead graph of that Yahoo Sports story was about Dante DiVincenzo, the Villanova standout two guard who had the unbelievable Final Four. And during the game, as he is going crazy on the court, people are going crazy on social media, finding tweets of his that were offensive in the past. So I think, if nothing else, it is probably a reminder that this is the reality of the world we live in. It does not excuse Josh Allen or Dante DiVincenzo from the things that they have done, what they have tweeted in the past. I think the NFL teams are probably acutely aware of these things. They research every single aspect and detail of a prospect that they can. I think what the fallout won't necessarily be impacted by where Josh Allen is drafted. It might just be seriously, guys, that when a player signs with an agent in the future, the first thing the agent might do is hook them up with a social media consultant to go through every single thing that they have said, tweeted, put up online and sort of screen it and make sure there's nothing they're going to regret at one point in their life.
Field, what do we think is going to happen, you know, picks 2, 3, 4 after the Browns pick at 1?
You know, I still think the pivot point is the Giants at number 2. And here's the reason why, is I know that people have said they focused in on a running back, and obviously that means Saquon Barkley. You know, I just don't know. I always think of it this way. If we don't know with certainty what the first domino to fall is, how can we say for sure what happens with the second domino? And maybe the reason why there's been so much speculation that the Giants would pass on a quarterback is because their preferred choice was, for example, Sam Darnold, which some people do believe. Right. But if Sam Darnold is available at pick two, and you know, as of this radio interview at 3:13 on the East Coast, you know, that he looks like he will be available at pick two. So I would like to think that it's possible something could happen at pick two, whether it's a trade up or the Giants taking a quarterback, only because of logic. But it seems like, you know, the sort of default guess would be Saquon Barkley at two, the Jets take Sam Darnold at, or another quarterback at pick three, and then it comes back to the Browns. And I think if I'm, you know, if I'm John Dorsey, I'm not afraid to move back a handful of selections because it's, you know, it's, I would say probably, I don't say that there is a, I would love Bradley Chubb for them. I think everybody would, but I think the team probably says, you know, we have one defensive end locked up for a long time in Myles Garrett. We know Emmanuel Ogba can be a pretty good functional player for us. Maybe we can add a couple more draft picks and find another day one starter like a Denzel Ward or somebody else a little bit further down the draft board, whether it's 6, 8, 10, or 12, that can be an immediate impact guy.
Last thing, Field, best guesses as to where the rest of the quarterbacks will go, and how many quarterbacks do you think get drafted in the first round?
Yeah, I think 6 is the final number. I think obviously we know that the 4 core quarterbacks are going to go. And I say the floor for these quarterbacks is pick 12 with the Buffalo Bills, but that feels like a conservative bet. Like it feels as though the floor is probably more likely, you know, pick 6, maybe pick 8. I just think trade-ups are, you know, because you have the threat of Arizona or somebody else trading up into the top 10 to get one of these quarterbacks to the point that I think they're gone within the first 8 or so picks. I think Lamar Jackson squeezes into the top half of the first round. And I just think, guys, that one of these quarterbacks, and I'm not sure, you know, if it's going to be Mason Rudolph. I'll say this. I know a lot of people around the NFL like him. And I've talked to offensive coordinators in the past week that have said, you know, I just don't know why we don't talk about him as much in the first round projections. That's not to say that he will go in the first round, but he's a name that's been floated there. And teams not only want to secure the player that they don't want to risk missing with a later pick, but in the first round, you have that fifth-year option available. And it's something that if you draft a quarterback and he hits, that is incredibly valuable. I mean, we're seeing what quarterbacks are making on the open market this offseason in free agency. Well, imagine if you have that fifth-year option and how much flexibility that creates for you going forward. So I wouldn't be surprised if the final number is 6.
Field, enjoy draft day. Thanks for the time, as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy it tonight. I can only imagine how excited the entire city of Cleveland is. It's going to be a great night.
It certainly is. Thanks, Field. Field Yates, all right, guys. ESPN. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.